谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
We thank God and peace be to all brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常常跟我们同在。
May the grace of Lord Jesus always be with us.
求主祝福我们今天的聚会。
And we ask God to bless our services today.
我们请先来看马可福音第八章。
Please look at Mark chapter 8.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
我们从22节读到25节。
From verse 22 to 25.
马可福音八章22节。
Mark 8 verse 22.
说他们来到伯赛大，有人带了一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。23节。
23.
耶稣拉着瞎子的手领他到村外。就吐唾沫在他的眼睛上，按手在他的身上，问他说：“你看见什么了？”24节。
24.
他就抬头一看，说：“我看见人啊，他们好像树木，并且行走。”25节。
25.
随后又按手在他的眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复了原。样样都看清楚了。这里记载主耶稣所行的一个神迹。
Here records one of the miracles that Jesus had performed.
因为耶稣是造物主真神。
Because Jesus is the creator and he is the true God.
所以他来到世界啊，就是要来拯救世人。
So he came to the world in order to save the people.
所以他借着行神迹奇事啊。来印证他就是造物主真神。
So he performed signs and miracles in order to show that he is that creator and the true God.
所以有瞎子的能够得看见。
So that the blind could see.
瘸腿的能够走路。
Those who were once lame could walk again.
他说那个长大麻风的能够得洁净。
Or someone who had leprosy could be cleansed.
所以很多人看到主耶稣所行的神迹啊，来认识他。
So many people after seeing the signs and miracles from Jesus came to know him.
好像尼哥底母说啊，你所行的如果没有神同在，没有人能够这样行。
Just like what Nicodemus had once said, that if what you have performed was without the abundance of God, then no one else could have done this.
所以耶稣借着行神迹啊，来印证。他就是那位真神。
So Jesus used the miracles and signs to prove that he is a true God.
所以在这里讲到说啊，有一个瞎子。
And here it says that there was a blind man.
因为他看不见。
Because he could not see.
另外的圣经说啊，他因为没有办法自己来维持他的生活，所以他必须要去讨饭。
In other versions, it also says that because he was not able to earn money, he had to beg for money.
所以我们知道这个瞎子很可怜。
So we know that this blind man is very poor.
因为他生活在黑暗当中。
Because he lives in darkness.
他没有办法分辨白天晚上。
He could not tell the difference between day and night.
他没有办法看到外界啊美好的事物。
He could not see all that was beautiful in the world.
他也没有办法分辨颜色，也没有办法看到非常美丽的风景。
And he could not see the different colors, and he could not see the nice views.
所以肉体眼睛啊看不见是相当可怜的。
So if you're physically blind, it's very pitiful.
但是很多人虽然眼睛看得见，但是心灵上的眼睛啊却看不见了。
Even though a lot of people can see with their physical eyes, but the sight of their heart is blind.
心灵上的眼睛看不见啊，比这个肉体的眼睛看不见啊更可怜。
But if your heart is blind, then it is even more pitiful than being physically blind.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse
3. 四章第三节。
4 verse 3.
哥林多后书四章第三节。
Second Corinthians 4 verse 3。
因为我们都会翻比较多的圣经哈，所以你这个翻不到，慢慢翻没有关系。
It's okay if you don't get to flip to the verses on time。
我说我讲慢一点哈。如果你翻不到，我会念，而且会解释，也没有关系哈。
If you don't flip to the verses in time, it's okay because they'll be explained.
四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
说如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。第四节。
Verse 4.
说除等不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照他们。基督本是神的像。保罗说啊，其实我们传道人在传福音呢，是诚诚实实的把神的道理向众人把它讲明出来。
Paul says that if we are preachers preaching the gospel, then we are speaking the truth of God.
让众人听了以后可以由自己的良心去判断来接受。
So that after people have heard, then they can accept it according to their own understanding.
他说有的人被福音把他蒙蔽了，就是这个福音虽然传给他，但是好像被遮盖了，看不清楚。
But for some people, even though the gospel is preached to them, for them it's veiled or covered from them.
所以因为他们的心被世界的神，就是魔鬼，把它蒙蔽，把它遮盖起来。
And this is because they have been blinded by the god of this age of this world, which is Satan.
所以肉体的眼睛虽然看得见。
So even though physically they can see.
但是心灵的眼睛被遮盖，看不清楚。
But the eyes of their heart are blinded and covered, and they cannot see.
所以基督荣耀的这个福音就没有办法，这个光没有办法照到他的心灵里面去。
So that this gospel of the glory of Christ cannot be cannot be upon them.
我们看到主耶稣在约翰福音第九章也是医好一个瞎子。
We see that in John chapter 9, Jesus also healed a blind man.
这个人不但是肉体的眼睛得看见，他心灵的眼睛也明亮了。
But not only was this man able to see physically, but the sight of his heart was also not blinded.
因为他最后认识说耶稣是真神救主，所以就拜他。
Because he recognized that Jesus is the true Savior, so he worshipped him.
但是很多的文士跟法利赛人，他们也都在读圣经。
And a lot of the teachers of the laws and the Pharisees were also reading the scriptures.
而且对摩西的律法非常了解。
They were also very knowledgeable in the laws of Moses.
但是因为他们心里面存着成见。
But because they had certain prejudices inside their hearts.
所以看到耶稣行神迹他们不接受，不相信。
So that when Jesus had performed miracles, they were not willing to believe.
反而说耶稣是一个罪人。
But they actually said that Jesus was a sinner.
反而要把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And they even wanted to crucify Jesus.
所以耶稣说我来到世界让那个瞎子都看见了。
So Jesus had once said that I have come to this world so that the blind can see.
但是那些看见的人现在反而成了瞎眼的。
But then people who could already see have now become blind.
所以肉体眼睛明亮了，他又看到主耶稣的真光。
So there were those who were physically blind, but then they could see the true light of God.
认识他就是真神，就是救赎主。
And to come to understand that Jesus is the true Savior.
因为他说从来没有人能够叫瞎子的眼睛得看见。
Because there has never been someone who could make a blind person see.
如果他不是从神来的人，就没有办法做什么。
If he is not from God, then there is not much for the people to do.
所以他确定说耶稣是从神那里来做师父的。
So people could be sure that Jesus was from God.
他认识他就是弥赛亚，就是救赎主。
And they could understand that he is the Messiah.
反而法利赛人他们的眼睛被蒙蔽了，就看不清楚。
On the other hand, the Pharisees are blinded by their heart and they could not see clearly.
所以说一个人如果心里的眼睛被蒙蔽了，
So if someone's eyes of their heart has been veiled,
他就看不到耶稣基督荣耀福音的真光。
Then they cannot see the true light that is shining from the gospel.
他们看不到真神，找不到永生的道路。
They cannot see the true God, and they cannot find the path to eternal life.
他们不知道那个平安的道路。
And they do not know the path to peace.
因为心灵被蒙蔽了。
Because the eyes of their heart have been veiled.
所以耶稣说，我就是世界上的光。
So Jesus has said that I am the light of the world.
所以你们要趁着这个光在地上的时候要跟着光走。
And when you see this light that is shining in the world, you have to follow the light.
啊，他就能够行在光明当中。
So that we can live in the light.
所以主耶稣对这个瞎眼的人呐、啊，啊，用唾沫抹在他的眼睛。
So Jesus had he spit it in his hands and then he allowed the blind man to see.
当然，主耶稣医治人的方法很多啊，有时候只讲一句话，人的病就得医治了。
There are actually many different ways for Jesus to heal the sick because sometimes if he just spoke a sentence and they are healed.
啊，主耶稣却故意的吐唾沫在他的眼睛上。
But here on purpose, Jesus has spit in the hand and
然后按手在他身上，问他说：“你看见什么了？”
Put his hands on the person and had asked him if he saw anything.
那一开始是说啊，我看到人呐、啊，好像这个树木啊，还会摇动，会移动啊，在行走。
And then the man has said that I see men like trees walking.
啊，虽然看到，但是看不是很清楚。
Even though he could see, but it was not very clearly.
啊，然后主耶稣在第二次啊，就按手在他的眼睛上。
And then Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes again.
结果他就完全得医治，他说我样样都看得清楚了。
And then he is completely cured and he could see everything clearly.
所以我们一个基督徒啊，蒙了神荣耀的福音光照我们。
So as Christians, we have this glory of Christ that is shining upon us.
到底我们看见了什么？
But what exactly do we see?
我们是不是看见模模糊糊呢？啊，人好像树木在行走呢
？Do we have a blurred vision like this man who has seen men like trees walking?
还是说、啊、我们说样样都看得很清楚呢
？Or is it that we see everything clearly?
我们要求主打开我们心灵的眼睛啊，让我们所有的事情都能够看得清楚。
We have to ask God to open the eyes of our hearts so that we can see everything clearly.
啊，不只是风闻有神呐、啊，而且要亲眼看到神，亲眼摸到神。
Not only have we heard of God, but that we have truly seen Him with our eyes and truly touched God.
啊，所以我今天要跟我们大家来分享四点。
So today I would like to share with you 4 points.
到底我们要看见什么？我们要看清楚什么？
Exactly, what do we need to see and what do we need to see clearly?
第一个说，我们一定要看见神。
First is that we have to see God.
有时候人啊，认为说没有神呐、啊，啊，所以他就为所欲为。
Sometimes people feel that there is no God, so they do as they please.
因为他觉得说，我做什么事情都无所谓啊，也没有人管我。
Because they feel that it doesn't matter whatever I do because no one is watching over me.
我们有时候看到一些啊杀人犯或者是很暴力的一些罪犯。
Sometimes if we see some very violent criminals or even murderers.
啊，让法官跟他审问的时候，有的人是有良心的、啊，那觉得自己错了。
When the judge is questioning them, perhaps some of them have a guilty conscience and they.
但是有的人呢、啊，他无论怎么都不认罪啊。
But there are some others who, no matter what people are trying to make,
而且很狂妄说啊，我在20年以后啊，又是一条好汉呢。
Make them say, but these people are still brave enough to say that I am still going to be alive.
啊，他觉得说杀人犯重罪啊，他还不感到羞愧。
And for them, even after committing crimes as serious as murdering another
person, 以为死掉了以后啊，没有关系呢，在要去投胎转世20年以后啊，啊，又变成一条啊好汉。
They have no shame, and they feel that if even if they have murdered other people after they have died, perhaps there's reincarnation.
那这是因为很狂妄啦，啊，不晓得有神啊，神在鉴察，神在审判。
Because they are very boastful, and they do not know that there is a God who is judging.
所以圣经里面说啊，其实我们在地上，啊，神在天上。
So the Bible has written that even though we are in this world, God is in heaven.
我们有行事啊，说话都要非常慎重。
Everything that we do and everything that we say has to be taken with caution.
我们看《传道书》章第一节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
传道书章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
传道书章第一节。
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1.
说你到神的殿啊，要谨慎脚步。因为敬虔天啊，胜过愚昧人献祭，他们本不知道什么做的什么所做的是恶。第二节
，verse 2，
你在神的面前啊，不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上， 你在地下，所以你的眼里要瓦少。这里讲到说，我们今天来拜神。
So here it says that today we are here to worship God.
他说我们要谨慎脚步。
We need to be prudent.
也就是说，我们做事、做事说话啊，还有我们的心思意念啊，我们都要很慎重。
Which is to say that anything we say or do, and even in our heart, we need to be careful.
因为我们人在地面上，但是有一位宇宙的主宰真神啊，他在天上监察地面上的世人。
Because even though we as humans we are on earth, but there is a God in heaven who is watching over all the people.
因为我们所讲的话、所做的事情啊，他都在监察。
Because he is watching over the words that we speak and the things that we do.
所以我们在神的面前呢、啊，要特别谨慎。
So we need to be even more cautious in front of God.
如果一个人呢、啊，真正认识神呐、啊，知道有神。
If someone truly knows God and knows that there is a God,
他会庄重自己的行为。
He would be very careful in his actions.
因为他会晓得敬畏神。
Because he understands to fear God.
以色列人在这个旷野当中啊，常常埋怨试探神。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness, they often complained against God.
虽然神借着摩西啊，在他们当中啊，行了很多神迹奇事。
Even though God used Moses to allow him to perform many signs and miracles,
他们遇到了很多的困难啊，神都一样一样的帮他们解决。
And when they faced many difficulties, and God would help solve them one by one.
但是他们却没有因为所看到的这些啊，帮助他们来认识神。
But they did not use these things that they had seen to help them understand God.
反而遇到事情啊，就是埋怨试探。
But whatever had happened, then they would only complain.
所以神说啊，这是一个悖逆的百姓。
So God has said that these are evil people.
他们后来就被刑罚扑倒在旷野当中。
And eventually there are many of them who had fallen in the wilderness.
所以我们首先要看到神的存在跟神的大能。
So we have to first see the existence and the power of God.
你看罗马书第一章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 1.
罗马书一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
罗马书一章十九节。
Romans 1 verse 19.
我们看十九节跟二十节。
Verses 19 and 20.
罗马书一章十九节。
Romans 1 19.
说神的事情，人所能够知道的，原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明。第二十节。
20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能够见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得。叫人无可推诿。这里讲到说啊，神是我们肉体的眼睛啊，看不见的。
Here it says that God is something that we cannot see with our physical eyes.
啊，因为神是灵啊。
Because God is spirit.
灵界是没有一个固定的形体，而我们肉眼看不见。
The spiritual realm is not something that is.Physically seen by us.
但是他是世俗的存在。
But he has been existing from the beginning, and he is still existing.
因为神可以借着很多的事情啊，把他自己显明出来。
Because God can use many things to exemplify himself.
说从造天地以来啊，神的永能跟神性都是明明可知的。
Because from the creation of the world and his invisible attributes have been seen.
虽然我们眼睛看不到神，
even though with our eyes we cannot see God.
但借着神所造的万物啊，我们就可以晓得我们没有办法否定他。
But through all the things that he has created, then we know that we cannot deny his existence.
所以万物的塑造啊，就帮助我们了解有一位伟大的神的存在。
So all the creations of the world can prove how there is the existence of God.
虽然我们出生了以后啊，天地万物都已经存在了。
Even though after we have been born, all the things have already been created.
很多人说啊，这个自然界的现象啊，就是自然有的。
And some people might say that these are just natural occurrences.
但是没有一样东西啊是自然有的。
But there is nothing that exists purely out of nature.
所以在希伯来书第三章里面说啊。
So in Hebrews chapter 3 it says.
房屋都要有人建造。
That houses would be built by men.
不管是非常高大漂亮的楼房，
no matter how big or majestic they are，
或者非常简陋的茅草屋，
or a very simple hut，
必须要有人去把它盖才会存在。
They have to exist in order because people have built them。
所以既然房屋都要有人建造，所以这么伟大的宇宙万物，一定有一个伟大的神来创造它。
So if every house is built by a person, then there has been everything else that has been built by God.
啊，这是我们从逻辑推理上啊就能够了解。
And from logic, we can understand this.
所有的东西啊，不可能是自然的存在，而是有一个伟大的神把它创造。
Everything in the world did not exist purely by nature, but it was because God has created it.
我们看约伯记的十二章。
Let's look at Job chapter 12.
约伯记十二章。
Job chapter 12.
约伯记哈，如果看中文圣经的两行的那个两段的，可以看635页。约伯记十二章。
Job chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
十二章第七节。
12 verse 7.
说你且问主色。主色必指教你，又问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟必告诉你。第八节。
Eight.
或与地说话，地也要指教你，海中的鱼也要向你说明。第九节。
Nine.
看这一切，谁不知道是神的所做成的呢？第十节。
Ten.
凡活物的生命和人类的气息啊，都在他的手里面。这个圣经的作者这告诉我们。
So the author in this chapter tells us.
他说你如果不认识神的话，你就去问那些主色啦，或者是海里的鱼，空中的飞鸟。
If you don't know God, then you can go to ask the beasts or the birds or the fish.
他说你问他们啊，他们就会告诉你。
And if you ask them, then they will tell you.
他说：“其实所有的这些万物啊，都是借着神大能的手啊来做成的。”
That all of these living things have been created by the mighty hand of God.
啊，不管是活物的生命，还有我们人的生命啊，都掌握在这位神的手里面。
Whether it is the lives of these creatures or the lives of the people, they are all in the control of God.
所以借着万物啊，要来让我们认识神的存在。
So through all these creatures, and we can understand the existence of God.
啊，当然你可以借着我们人的良心啊，知道有神。
Also with our conscience, we can understand that there is an existence of God.
啊，因为人都晓得去拜神。
Because people all know to worship a God.
因为神把有关神的事情放在人的心里面。
Because God has put things that are related to Him into the hearts of man.
啊，虽然有的人否定神的存在。
Even though some people deny the existence of God.
但是当他遇到困难的时候啊，他很自然的，他会去寻找依靠，寻找帮助，寻找神。
But when they face difficulties, then naturally they would want to seek for help and find a God.
我们在教会里面啊，除了这些以外啊，我们可以看到神跟我们同在。
And in church, just other than these, we can also see God's existence.
因为我们可以领受圣灵，我们可以看到很多的神迹奇事。
Because we can receive the Holy Spirit, and we can see a lot of signs and miracles.
啊，这是啊，让我们去体味神的方法。
And these are some ways that we can experience God.
所以真教会的确是神同在的教会。
So the true church truly is the church where God is.
所以我们在真教会里面呢，我们不要光风闻里有神，我们要亲眼去看到神、摸到神。
Where God is abiding, and truly, if we are in the true church, we need to see God with our eyes.
我们看何西阿书第六章。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 6.
何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
1061面。何西阿书啊，第六章。
Hosea chapter 6,
第三节
verse
3. 何西阿书六章第三节
Hosea 6 verse
3. 我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。这里先知告诉我们，我们一定要竭力追求来认识神。
Here the prophet tells us that we need to strive and pursue the knowledge of God.
竭力就是要尽最大的努力啊，来认识真神。
To pursue is to work our best and to try to understand God.
说神的存在好像那个清晨的日光啊，临到大地一样。
And God's existence is just like the morning or like the rain coming to the earth.
我们知道那个黎明之前啊，是最黑暗的时刻。
We know that just before the sunrise, it's a very dark time.
啊，在黑暗的大地当中啊，有清晨的日光啊，啊，临到以后啊，这个黑暗就消失掉了。And
as soon as the morning comes and the darkness disappears,
啊，大地就带来光明。And
then the earth is shining.
啊，所以人有时候在那个绝境当中啊，好像生活在黑暗当中，找不到路。
So a lot of times when people are living in despair, it's as if they're living in darkness.
啊，但是你认识了真神以后啊，就好像那个大光啊，照到你的面前。
But once they have come to know the true God, then it is like a great light shining upon them.
啊，他就要引导你啊，走向光明的道路，走向平安的道路。
And this light would lead them to walk towards the brighter path.
啊，所以认识了真神以后啊，能够带给我们光明的生活。
So after knowing the true God, then we can have a bright life.
他说神临到我们的时候，好像甘霖，好像春雨临到大地一样。
And when we come to know God, then He is like the rain that has come to the earth.
这个土地啊，如果没有雨水啊，遇到干旱的时候，就地会裂开了，没有办法耕种了。
If the earth does not have rain that is pouring upon it, then it would become very dry and cracked.
啊，但是当雨水滋润了以后啊。 啊，这个土地就可以耕种，可以长出菜蔬，长出各样的植物来。
But when the rain has come upon the earth, then it can be nourished, and you can grow plants or cultivate it.
所以我们东部这边呢，雨水比较充足啊，所以我们看到到处都非常的绿，非常的漂亮。
So for example, for the East Coast, because we have an abundant amount of rainfall, then we see a lot of green.
我们人的心灵也是一样。
This is the same with the hearts of men.
所以我们人离开了神以后啊。 人好像一个干旱的土地一样
Because after man has departed from God, then it is as if they are like a dry
land. 心灵没有办法得到滋润，所以常常感到很虚空，没有办法得到满足。
Their hearts are not nourished, so they feel very empty and they cannot be satisfied.
但是神的灵啊，要滋润我们的心灵。
But the Spirit of God is going to nourish our hearts.
好像那个雨水啊，滋润大地一样。
Just like how the rain nourishes the land.
所以神临到我们啊，好像晨光，好像春雨一样。
So God's going forth is just like the morning light and like the rain.
所以我们要看到神的存在，能够体会神的大能、神的赏赐。
So we need to see the existence of God and to experience His blessings.
我们看诗篇139篇。
Let's look at Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalms 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139.
旧约761页。 139篇
139
我们先看第一节
Verse 1
139篇第一节
Psalm 139 verse 1
说神啊你已经鉴察我认识我第二节
Verse 2
我坐下我起来你都晓得你从远处知道我的意念 我行路我躺卧你都细查你也深知道我一切所行的第四节神啊我舌头上的话你没有一句不知道的第五节你在我的前后环绕我按所在我的身上第六节说这样的知识奇妙是我不能够测的 至高是我不能够及的。大卫在这里写道说：“神是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的神。”Here
David has said that God is someone who knows all and can do everything.
所以大卫从生活当中啊去体会啊神的同在、神的鉴察。So
from his life, David was able to experience. The guidance of God and the guidance of God.
所以我们说啊，神是真实的存在，而且他是一个眷顾人的神。
So now we know God truly exists and He is a God who watches over us.
啊，在我们的生活当中啊，啊，可以去体会他了。
And we can experience Him in our lives.
啊，圣经里面也有很多这样的例子。
There are also many examples of these in the Bible.
夏甲啊，他因为看不起他的主人的太太啊，啊，所以就啊被管教，结果他就逃到旷野的地方。
Because Hagar did not look highly upon the wife of his master, so he decided to run away to the wilderness.
啊，这个天使出现，告诉他说：“夏甲，你从哪里来啊？”
And then an angel had appeared and asked him, "Where did you come from?"
他说啊，被他的祖母啊欺管教了，所以他就逃到旷野来。
And he said that because he was rebuked, so he decided to come to the wilderness.
啊，神说啊，你要回到你祖母的手下。
And then God has said that you need to go back.
因为你既然是一个婢女啊。啊，你要尽你婢女的本分，忠心来服侍你的主人。
Because you are a maidservant, so you need to fulfill your duties as a maidservant.
啊，但是神会眷顾你。
And God, but God will watch over you.
所以你将来会生一个孩子，啊，神也要让你的孩子啊得到眷顾，成为一个大子。
So one day you will bear a child, and that child will also be watched over by God.
啊，所以夏甲就说：“哇，原来啊，我看到了那个眷顾我的神呐。”
So then Hagar has said that I have seen the God who watches over people.
啊，虽然他是一个婢女，他在困苦当中啊，但神应许说要眷顾他。
Even though she was just a maidservant, but God was still able to take care of her.
啊，她生了这个以实玛利以后。
And after she had given birth to Ishmael.
啊，因为后来撒拉生了一个儿子叫以撒。
And then Sarah had also given birth to a child named Isaac.
啊，后来这个夏甲跟以实玛利就被赶出啊这个家门。
And then Hagar and Ishmael were cast out of their family.
啊，所以当他们在旷野迷路啊绝望的时候
，And when they were lost in the wilderness,
天使再一次向他显现。
The angel had appeared once again.
问他说啊，夏甲，你为什么这样哭呢
？And asked Hagar, "Why are you crying?"
Because
God has heard the crying of this woman.
所以把你的儿子抱在怀里，神要眷顾你们。
So take care of your child, and God will watch over you.
结果他就看到了一口活水井。
And then she saw a well.
结果他们就在那边生活下来。
And they had decided to live
there. 孩子长大以后，从埃及又娶来一个媳妇。
And then after the child had grown up, then he had married a woman from
Egypt. 夏甲的祖孙啊，就是现在的阿拉伯人。
And the descendants of Hagar are the Arabs today.
所以呢，虽然在绝望当中啊，但是他看到了那个眷顾人的神。
Even though she was in despair, but she saw the God who watches over.
以撒在耕种的时候啊，因为他聚集在非利士人的地。
And when Isaac was cultivating the land because he was living in the land of the Egyptians.
非利士人呢，一直想要把以撒这些外族人把他们赶走。
Of the Philistines, and the Philistines wanted to cast out their family.
所以他们挖了井以后啊，就被抢走了。所以他们就一直都退到一个山谷。
And after they had found a well, then they were being cast away consistently by the Philistines.
但是后来以撒说啊，原来神带领我到一个宽阔之地啊，我现在已经没有敌人了。
But then Isaac has said that now that I've come to this land and I, God has allowed me to have no more enemies.
啊，神让我在这个地方昌盛。
And God has allowed me to win over this land.
所以以撒也体会到神的眷顾。
So he had also experienced God's watching over.
虽然遍地饥荒啊。
Even though there were droughts.
但是他敬畏神呐，啊，所以神就赐给他有百倍的收成。
But God had watched over him and blessed him so that he was allowed to have many crops.
所以雅各说啊，我们不要看错了。
So we shouldn't make a mistake in this.
真神啊，才是真正赏赐万物给人享用的神。
Because only the true God is the God who will bless over us, bless us, and also provide
us everything. 因为神掌管人的一生的命运。
Because God watches over every decision.
他可以让人生，也可以让人死。
He can allow men to die or to live.
他可以让人卑贱，也可以让人尊贵。
He can give men a low status or a higher status.
他可以让人贫穷，也可以让人富足。
He can let people be poor or wealthy.
作为一个敬畏神的人呢，神要让他富足，又让他没有忧虑。
So someone who fears God and reveres God, then God would not let them have any worries.
啊，因为他是眷顾人的神。
Because he is a God who watches over. So sometimes in our lives, we might face certain obstacles. It seems to us that there is no path to walk.
但圣经里面告诉我们，我们的神，他是看顾人的神。
But the Bible tells us that our God is the God who
watches
over. He would not lead us to a point where there is no road to take.
当我们遇到困难的时候，他总会为我们开出一条出路来。
And whatever difficulties that we might face, God will still open up a path.
因为他是眷顾我们人的神。
Because He is the God who watches over people.
刚刚我们读到那个诗篇139篇说啊。 神在地上啊，他鉴察地面上的万人。
So before we read in Psalm 139 that God is in heaven but watching over the men.
不管是我们躺下，我们走路啊，他都细细的在观察。
Whether we are lying or walking down, God is still watching.
所以呢，神知道我们一切所行的事情。
He understands very well everything that we do.
他说我们在讲话，说我们每一句话，神也都是。 没有一句不知道的。
So whatever we speak, there is no sentence that God does not know.
所以主耶稣说，将来审判的时候，就按我们所讲的话，来定你是义人，不是罪人。
So Jesus has said that in the end times when judgment day comes, and God will decide how righteous we are based on what we have said.
因为我们人心里面所充满的，在他的行为上表现出来，在他的话语就表现出来。
Because everything that we think about in our hearts and it is shown through our actions or our speech.
所以义人，因为他心里所存的善，就发出善来。
So because the righteous have good in their hearts, so they are also showing good.
恶人，因为他心里所存的恶，所以讲出来的不好的话。
The wicked people are wicked in their hearts, so they would speak ill or mean-spirited words.
所以将来，神就按照我们所讲的话来判断你是义人或罪人。
And in the future, according to the words that we speak, then God would judge us.
我们所讲的话，没有一句神不知道的。
As righteous or wicked, and there are no sentences that we have said that God has not heard.
他说我们心里在想什么，神也都知道。
So whatever we are thinking in our heart, God also knows.
因为他会鉴察我们人的心思意念。
Because He would see into our hearts and our mind.
我们人没有办法去躲避神。
And men cannot escape from God.
我们看耶利米书的第七章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 17.
对不起，耶利米书的第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
耶利米书第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶利米书七章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 9.
七章第九节。
Chapter 7 verse
9. 你们拖到伤害奸淫其假士，向巴黎烧香，并随从是不认识的别神。第十节。
Verse 10.
而且来到这个称为我名下的殿。 在我面前敬拜，又说我们可以自由了。你们这样的举动啊，是要行那些可憎恶的事吗？十一节。
11。
这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂看作贼窝吗？我都看见了，这都是神所说的。这是神对以色列人讲的。这是说。
God has said to the Israelites.
他们生活当中啊，行了很多的不好的事情。
Because in their lives they committed many evil things.
偷盗、杀害、淫乱、向偶像烧香。
They would steal, murder, commit adultery, or even burn incense.
做假的那一种启示。
Or swear falsely.
他们以为说没有人知道。
They thought that no one knew about this.
所以来到神的殿啊，在那里要敬拜神。
So they even came to the temple of God and wanted to worship God.
但是说，神其实，你做什么事情，神都知道的。
But actually, whatever it is that you do, God knows.
所以我们来到神的殿，拜神，不只是要来向神献祭祷告。
So when we come before God in His temple, not only are we praying to Him,
更重要的，我们要有行为啊，跟我们的敬拜的心啊，彼此要相配合。
We also need to have actions that reflect and correspond with our prayers.
啊，这样我们的敬拜啊，才能够得到神的悦纳。
And only in this way can our prayers be accepted by God.
该隐干亚伯啊，一直都在献祭。
Cain and Abel had both offered sacrifices.
那神说啊，他不喜悦该隐的祭物。
But God said that he did not like the offerings from Cain.
因为他的行为不好。
Because he did not have good behavior.
所以他的献祭啊，神不悦纳。
So God did not accept his offerings.
但是亚伯在献祭啊，因为他从内心里面啊，他要把最好的献给神。
But because Abel wanted to offer whatever he had that was the best to God.
啊，他也存着敬畏的心啊，啊来行事。
And he also had a heart of reverence to.
所以神就看重亚伯的祭物，神却不悦纳该隐的祭物。
So that God valued the sacrifice offerings from Abel, but he did not look upon Cain's.
所以我们在敬拜神啊，不只是形式上的拜神，要紧从我们内心啊，要敬畏神。
So when we are worshiping God, we are not only trying to worship with a heart of reverence, but we also need to have a true and honest heart.
我们要知道，神是在鉴察万人，他要把人心中的隐情啊，把它显露出来。
We know that God sees everyone clearly, and He would understand everyone's actions in their mind.
大卫曾经犯罪。
David had once sinned.
啊，他为着要掩盖他的错误啊，啊用又把那个妇人的丈夫派到前线啊，借着敌人把他杀掉。
And in order to cover up his mistakes, and he had allowed the husband of the person that he had committed adultery with to be killed by enemies.
那以为啊，他所做的没有人知道。
He thought that no one knew about whatever he had done.
但神对先知说，你去责备他。
But God had told the prophet to go rebuke him.
因为大卫所行的神啊，很生气。
Because God was very angry from what David had committed.
所以对大卫说，你在暗中所行的，神要在明的地方啊，把你显露出来。
So God has said that whatever you have done in the darkness, then God will use a light to shine upon the.
所以人没有办法在神的面前呢、啊，来隐藏什么。
So there is nothing that a man can hide.
人所做的事情在神面前呢、啊，都、就是赤裸敞开的。
Because everything is shown very clearly in front of God.
啊，我们有一个弟兄啊，他的哥哥在阿根廷。
We have a brother whose older brother is in Argentina.
啊，有一次我去参加那个高中班学生联会，那个是在台湾的时候。
And when I was still in Taiwan, then I went to visit one time for their RHS.
啊，这个弟兄跑来跟我讲。
And then this brother came up to me.
他说啊，他在学校里面啊，他行为不好啊，喜欢打架。
And he said that in school he does not have a good behavior and he would like to fight.
有一次啊，他哥哥啊从南美洲的地方打电话回家。
And one time, his older brother came, decided to call him all the way from America.
跟他讲说，你做什么什么事情，对不对？
And ask him, did you do this and this?
啊，他说，你怎么知道？
And then he said, how did you know?
那哥哥说啊，我在祷告当中啊，神显出异象让我看。
And then his older brother said that while I was praying, then God had shown me a vision.
他看到你行了很多很多的恶事。
And I saw all the things that you have done.
啊，所以他这个弟弟啊，他听了以后啊，他就警戒自己，原来啊。他所行的，神都在看。
And then this younger brother had realized what had happened. He realized that everything that he did, God was watching.
虽然他的哥哥啊，距离他半个地球。
Even though his older brother was very far away.
但是啊，他的哥哥知道说这个弟弟变坏了。
But he knew that his younger brother was dealing with bad behavior.
我们有一个姐妹啊，她的孩子到啊军队里面去当兵。
And we have a sister whose son had gone into the army.
但是他就受影响，跟着人家喝酒。
And then he was influenced, and he started drinking.
啊，所以他以为说他在军中啊，没人知道。
But he thought that no one knew about this.
结果他妈妈在家里啊，神就让他知道。
And then his mother, while she was at home, then God allowed her to see.
他打电话去给他儿子说：“你是不是跟着人家在喝酒？
And then
你的行为不好。”
She called her son. And she said, "Have you been drinking with other people? And this isn't good behavior."
所以我们啊，应当谨慎我们的言行，因为神样样都知道的。
So we need to be very cautious with our action and our speech because God knows everything.
所以我们一定要看到神。
So we need to be able to see God.
当然我们看到神以外啊，我们也要看到人。
But other than seeing God, we also need to see people.
所以这个瞎子啊，他先看到人，然后才样样看清楚。
This blind man was able to see people first, and then he saw everything clearly.
我们如果没有办法看到人，当然没有办法看到神。
If we cannot see man, of course we cannot see God.
所以主耶稣说啊，你没有办法去爱那个看得见的人，你怎么能够爱那个看不见的神？
So Jesus had once said that if you cannot love the people whom you can see, then how can you love God whom you cannot see?
你对人都没有办法去关怀、去爱护了，你怎么会爱那个看不到的神？
If you cannot even care or love people that you can actually physically see, then how could you love God?
诫命说啊，你要孝顺父母。
And one of the commandments is said that you need to honor your father and mother.
但是法利赛人说啊，你只要把钱拿去奉献，你可以跟你的父母说，我没有钱来供养你。
But the Pharisees have said that if you just give some of your money, then you can tell your parents that you do not need to honor them.
主耶稣责备他们。
And Jesus rebuked them.
说你们把人的遗传当作道理来教训人。
And said that you are trying to use man's teachings as the true lessons.
所以你们拜神是枉然的。
So that you have worshipped God in vain.
因为诫命说要孝顺父母。
Because the commandment said to honor your mother and father.
所以你要尊敬听从父母的话。
Which means that you need to respect and listen to
your parents. 父母亲年纪大了，没有生活能力，你要尽本分去照顾他。
When your parents have become older, then you also need to fulfill responsibility.
因为这是神的诫命。
Take care of them because this is the
command of God. 没有办法用啊，人间的或者是宗教上的义务啊，来取代他的。
You cannot use any human reasoning or other religious obligations to replace these.
所以你没有办法爱你所看得见的父母，你怎么有办法去爱那个看不到的神呢？
So if you cannot even love the parents whom you can see, then how can you love God whom you cannot see?
我们要爱神之前啊，我们要学习先爱人。
And before we love God, we need to learn to love man.
就是要先看到人。
Which is to first see men.
那虽然在我们生活当中啊，来来往往的人相当多啊。
Even though there are many people that come and go in our lives.
啊，那是因为我们本没有认识他，我们跟他好像没有什么关系。
If it seems that we don't really know them and we aren't really related to them.
所以人虽然那么多啊，但是我们看不见。
So even though there are many people, but we can't really see clearly.
但是如果说啊，我们有认识的人在当中啊，我们就会关心呐。
But if there are people we know, then we would, of course, care for them.
因为我们就看到了。
Because we have seen.
那所以我们也要学习啊，去关心我们周围的人。
So we need to learn to care for people around us.
啊，在我们的家中啊，在教会里面，在社会上啊，要关心一些我们周围的人。
Within our home or the church or the society, we need to care for people around us.
圣经里面说那个波阿斯啊。殷勤常常巡视他的田间。
And it is written in the Bible that Boaz would often watch over his land.
突然间啊，他看到了一个陌生人。
And then he saw a stranger.
他就问他的工人说：“哎，这个是到底是哪里来的人呢？”
And he asked his workers who or where this person had come from.
他的工人就告诉他：“啊，这是跟随拿俄米回来的摩押女子路的。”
And then his worker had told him that this is Ruth, who is a Moabite woman who had followed her mother-in-law.
啊，所以波阿斯啊，就讲了很多安慰的话。
And then Boaz has said many things that are comforting.
说你虽然离开你的家乡啊，来孝敬你这个啊孤苦无依的婆婆。
And had told her that even though you have left your own home, but you have come to take care of your
mother-in-law. 你来投靠在真神的翅膀之下。
And you have come to to take comfort.
啊，愿神能够大大的眷顾你。
So may God greatly bless you.
啊，让你末后的恩呐，能够比先前更大。
So that all the blessings that you have received in the past, you can receive even more.
所以他看到一个陌生人，一个寡妇。
So he saw this widow.
所以他就关心了，安慰、祝福她。
And he took care of her and he blessed her.
啊，暗中啊来帮助她。
And he would even help her in the dark.
啊，所以这也是我们一定要看到人呢。
So this means that we need to see men.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
十七节。
verse 17.
彼得前书二章十七节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 17.
二章十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 17.
这务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。彼得在这里讲到说啊，我们要基督徒的一些行事为人。
Here Peter tells about some of the behavior a Christian should have.
啊，当然我们要敬畏神，尊敬君王，这我们都知道的。
We know that we need to.Fear God and honor the king.
这里也谈到说啊，我们要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄。
But here also says that we need to honor all people and love the brotherhood.
所以我们一个敬畏神的人呢，也会尊重人。
So someone who fears God would also respect men.
哈，会随时注意关心我们周围的人。
And he would always take care of people who are around him.
有的人在说啊，我们在这边长大的一些青年。
Some people might say that for the youth who have grown up here,
有时候啊，比较不会去关怀别人。
They might not be as good at taking care of other people.
有时候啊，客人来到我们家里啊，有时候他好像看不见一样。
And if we have guests in the house, it would seem like we can't really see where the youths are.
其实这个我们做父母亲的要教。
But as parents, we need to teach our children this.
有客人来啊，我们要教孩子啊，会跟客人打招呼。
When we have guests coming over, then we need to teach our children to greet them.
不要让他们装作好像没有看见一样。
And to not have them pretend like they don't see anything.
因为这个很重要。那如果说啊，那从小能够关怀别人。
This is important because if they can care for other people since they are young.
那长大了以后啊，就不会说啊，自我中心啊，旁若无人，不会啊，目中无人啊。
Then once they have grown up, then they would not become self-centered or have no one else in their sight.
所以我们要学会尊敬众人，也要亲爱教中的弟兄。
So we need to learn to respect all people and also love the brothers in the church.
因为我们在教会里面啊，我们是一个属灵的大家庭。
Because in church we are a spiritual family.
所以我们都不做外人，不做客旅了。
So we are not treating each other like strangers.
我们都是神家里面的人。
And we are all one family.
所以既然是一个家人呢，要互相的关怀，互相的照顾。
Since we are family, then we need to take care of each other.
好像一个身体啊，有不一样的肢体。
Just like a body that has different members.
说这个肢体啊，就是发挥功能啊，彼此互相照顾，让整个身体能够健全起来。
And each member can show its abilities and take care of one another.
我们看彼得，看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's look at First Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter
5. 第八节。
Verse
8. 提摩太前书五章第八节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.
人如果不看顾亲事，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。保罗对提摩太讲了很多教导信徒的话。
Paul has said many teachings for the believers to Timothy.
说一个人要学会看顾自己的家人。
And it says that a person needs to learn to provide for his own.
所以有长辈在的话我们做儿女的做孙子的要学会在家里。行孝报答亲恩。
So when there are elderly members in the household, then as the younger generations, we need to fulfill the duties of filial piety.
如果不晓得看顾自己的亲属，说这是违背真道的。
But if we do not provide for our own household, then this is worse than an unbeliever.
不看顾自己的家人说比不信的人还不好。
And not only is this worse than an unbeliever, but this is denying the faith.
所以我们在一个家庭里面呢，要学习看顾我们家里的人。
So within the household, we need to learn to watch over each of the members.
对父母亲长辈要看顾，兄弟姊妹要关心，要相爱。
we have to take care of and love our parents and the older relatives, but also
在家里在教会都是一样,
the siblings, and this is the same at home and at church.
我们看到主耶稣啊, 虽然他是道成肉身来到世界上的,
we know that even though Jesus was the word that became flesh and had come to
this world, he
had left a very good example
for us. 30岁以前啊, 他就在家里啊, 啊, 尽人主的本分,
because before he had reached the age of 30, he was fulfilling his responsibilities as the Son of Man.
啊, 虽然他所做的事情啊, 父母亲啊, 有时候不了解,
even though sometimes his parents did not understand what he was doing,
但是啊, 他还是尽本分啊, 听从他们的话,
but he was still responsible and he listened to his parents.
后来30岁以后啊, 他就出去传道了,
after he had reached 30, then he had gone out to preach.
啊, 3年半以后啊, 他被钉在十字架上,
three and a half years later, then he was crucified.
啊, 他现在已经没有办法看, 看顾他的母亲了,
he could no longer take care of his mother.
所以他在十字架上啊, 他最后就这样讲,
so on the cross, and one of his last words were,
他对约翰说啊, 约翰啊, 你看, 他说, 你看你的母亲,
and he told John to watch over his mother.
但对他的母亲玛利亚说, 你看你的儿子,
and he had told Mary to watch over her son.
他自己没有办法继续看顾奉养他的母亲,
because Jesus himself could no longer take care of his mother.
但他把母亲啊, 交给他所爱的门徒啊, 约翰, 继续地看顾他,
but he had given his mother over to a disciple that he loved so that he could take care
啊,
of her.
尽了人主的本论啊, 完成他的心愿, 最后他才说成了,
so it was after he had fulfilled his duties as the Son of Man that he had finally accomplished his mission.
所以耶稣既然成为道成肉身来到世界, 他都是这样做了,
even though Jesus as the word that became flesh, he had done this.
所以我们啊, 对亲人啊, 啊, 对长辈啊, 更应当啊, 学习这样的孝道。
So we of course have to do the same and also respect our family members.
啊, 那我们现在早上, 我们就先谈到这里。
And we'll discuss up to here for
我们来唱一首诗,
this morning. Let's sing hymn.
236首,
236.
236.
236.